Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are asking the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for information about American citizens who were reportedly detained during immigration enforcement operations. The lawmaker said it could be a violation of ICE policy. NBC News reported that American citizens, including citizens of native tribal nations, have been detained and questioned during ICE raids. Navajo President Boo Nigrin addressed the issue on a tribal radio station and advised residents to carry identification, including a driver's license and certificate of Indian blood. Telemundo reported that an American family in Milwaukee was detained after they were overheard speaking Spanish while shopping at a department store. One of the family members said they were not allowed to speak with officers until they arrived at the detention facility. The representatives are asking DHS and ICE for the total number of U.S. citizens detained, their age and location, the length of detainment, the criminal record, if any, of each individual detained. They also want to know about any policies that may be in place to prevent the wrongful detention of U.S. citizens during immigration enforcement activities. For instance, one ICE policy states, ICE cannot assert its civil immigration enforcement authority to arrest and/or detain a U.S. citizen, and ICE officers, agents, and attorneys should handle these matters with the utmost care and highest priority. This principle is essential to prevent the escalating government assault on immigrants from becoming a steamroller that crushes the rights of American citizens. The representative's letter said, Ranking House Member Jamie Raskin and Representative Pramila Jayapal sent the letter addressed to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and Acting ICE Director Caleb Vitello. The lawmakers are asking for a response by February 18th.